This is where you're going to see the impact of the Julian Edelman suspension. And it's going to come in the form of Chris Hogan. I have said all along that the Julian Edelman suspension doesn't really hurt the Patriots on the field, right? They've got a gluttony of wide receivers, all of which are capable, especially for 4 weeks. They've got good running backs and can catch the balls out of the backfield. They've still got Tom Brady. We know that. Schedule, we think they can go 2-2 at least out of that, maybe 3-1. It's going to be okay. And by the way, Edelman coming off ACL surgery, he might not be himself weeks 1 through 4 anyways. It could actually end up being a good thing for him, not getting him back out there until week 5. So it doesn't matter too much on the field. Where it's going to matter is in the Patriots' wallet. Chris Hogan is going into the final year of his contract. And now, when you throw an offense without Brandon Cooks, your top receiver from last year, Danny Amendola, one of your biggest security blankets for the last several years for Tom Brady, and Julian Edelman, your biggest security blanket for the last 5 years for Tom Brady, who's instantly inserted now into that number one role? It's going to be Chris Hogan. And as Chris Hogan goes in to a free agent year as the number one option for the first 4 weeks of the season, he's going to emerge with some big dollars possibly coming his way at the end of next season. And if you want to resign him, it's going to now cost you an arm and a leg to bring him back. And maybe you won't even be able to. So where Edelman's absence doesn't really hurt the team on the field, it is going to mess with the team's financials. I mean, we have undervalued Chris Hogan. I started really looking at how good Hogan was a season ago. Now, he missed nearly all of the second half of the season. He was ineffective in the first two playoff games. He had a big game in the Super Bowl. But he was on pace last year for a career high in receptions. He would have had 66. He was on a career high pace in yards. He would have had 10 touchdowns. These are what he was on pace for before he got injured. Remember, he had that shoulder injury and he missed really the last 8 weeks of the season. He came back for like one game, one play, had one catch for 1 yard against Miami on Monday Night Football in December. And you just knew he wasn't right. I think it was December 13th. So he pretty much missed the entire second half of the season. He was on pace for career highs and everything, receptions, yards, would have had 10 touchdowns. He has been a good player in New England. He's performed in the biggest stages. Remember the AFC title game against Pittsburgh? Remember the Super Bowl last year? Had over 100 yards, nearly 130 yards. So he has played well. And you've been able to think that he has flown under the radar because he has been behind Edelman. He's been behind Cooks. He's been behind Gronk. But now, Edelman's out for 4 games. Cooks is gone. Amendola's gone. Hogan is going to be the guy. He is going to be the guy for Tom Brady. He's got the best relationship with him, the most familiarity, the most experience of that wide receiver group. Hogan's going to be the guy that they lean on. And as his production goes up, that price tag is going to go up. And now you could be looking at a Patriots roster for the 2019 season that is being forced to pay at that time what will be a 31-year-old Chris Hogan pretty good wide receiver money, or you're going to let a 31-year-old wide receiver and Chris Hogan go, and you're going to be in consecutive off seasons have lost Amendola, Cooks, Hogan, and you're going to get Edelman back in at like age 34. That isn't advantageous for the Patriots. So the Edelman suspension starts to hurt the Patriots, maybe not on the field, but it starts to manifest itself in other problematic ways. I mean, and we start to talk more about Hogan. Look, he 17.9 yards per catch in 2016. That led the league. In 2016, he led the league in yards per catch. He made big plays. And he's a guy that the Patriots would like to have back, I imagine, long term, but I don't know if they're going to be able to afford him. He might price himself out. I mean, the number two wide receiver market is about $8 million a year. Paul Richardson, Albert Wilson in Miami, about $8 million a year. That's just for a number two wide receiver. What if Hogan puts up number one type numbers? What if he gets into the 85 catch range? You can say, see you later, because I'm not paying a 31-year-old number one type money. So where the Julian Edelman suspension doesn't hurt the team on the field, it hurts them in other ways. If you want to get